I'm Stacy Lynn. Early this morning, Hamas released four female hostages. They're all Israeli soldiers who had been held captive in Gaza since the October 7th attack. The BBC's Lilan Nell is in Tel Aviv.
They were part of what's known as a spotters unit, tasked with watching what was happening inside Gaza. And family members say that they saw suspicious activity ahead of the 7th of October, and that some of the warnings that they tried to put out, their concerns, were repeatedly overruled.
In return, Israel's releasing about 200 Palestinian prisoners. The first group has already been freed. More on them from John Dennison in the West Bank.
We have prisoners who have been convicted of serious offences in Israeli courts, including multiple murders. 121 of the people being freed today have been serving life sentences. The longest serving prisoner has been in jail for 39 years. He was jailed back in 1986. The youngest prisoner, just a 16-year-old boy.
On Capitol Hill, President Trump's pick for defense secretary was confirmed late last night, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
CBS's Christina Corujo.
Former Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell joined Republicans Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Susan Collins from Maine, and all Democrats to vote against Hegseth.
But the former Fox News host was confirmed amid questions surrounding allegations of heavy drinking and aggressive behavior towards women. Well, the president is in Las Vegas today after a trip to Southern California yesterday to survey the devastation from the wildfires. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti tells us California's governor met him when he first arrived.
As Governor Newsom greeted the president, politics were set aside.
I appreciate the governor coming out and meeting me.
Thank you for being here. It means a great deal to all of us, and not just the folks in Palisades, the folks in Altadena that were devastated. We're going to need your support. We're going to need your help.
Many residents are hoping federal assistance will help so they can rebuild their homes that were destroyed. But there are a lot of questions now that President Trump has said he wants to overhaul or possibly even eliminate FEMA. Well, get ready to pay more to Netflix and chill. They're raising their monthly fee from a buck to even $2.50 more, depending on your plan. The increase comes after the company reported gaining nearly 19 million new users in the last quarter of 2024. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Essential Oils 101. This next free event from Family Natural Foods is on Tuesday, February 18th, 5:15 p.m. Liza will present all the amazing benefits and uses of essential oils with discounts and free samples for all attendees. Check out the Family Natural Foods Facebook page for more info. Essential Oils 101 is an event not to be missed. Learn how they can benefit you and your family on Wednesday evening, February 18th at 5:15. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't miss us. Join us. And if you get great benefits and you're learning something new to increase your health, your vitality, your mental and emotional stability, and maybe your memory, tell your friends. They may want to have the same benefits. And as we always say, there's no one that's going to change our health but us. Doctors don't know anything about health. They study disease so they can sell more drugs, and drug companies can have more sales, because healthy people are not good customers for drug therapy. So they need sick people to make their business run and to increase revenue. And there is so much drug therapy advertised on TV, they're trying to influence all the listeners to want more drugs. So they demand from their doctor, I want this drug. They're making customers every time they show an ad. So we want to put a stop to that. And only nutrition, your diet, exercise, sleep, emotional stability, and all the things that go into reducing stress, that makes our health. And we are the only ones responsible for our health. You can't blame anybody else. You can't blame the doctor. You can't blame the drug companies. And disease does not come on randomly. You're just not unfortunate. All the lifestyle choices we make influence our health, good or bad. And in America, we've been choosing the wrong choices, and that's why we have so much ill health. In the 70s, we only had 6% of the population experiencing obesity. Now today, 50 years later, we have 60%, 60% cases of obesity in America. 18% in children, as young as 5. Where are we going wrong? The food manufacturers are putting out junk on the market. They're filling the supermarkets and the grocery stores with junk. Low quality, low price junk. Now buy good quality food. And you don't need as much when your body you don't need as much because your body is really nourished rather than malnourished. Your body won't demand more, won't require more. You won't be as hungry. You'll be nourished, satisfied, and you'll lose weight. And in fact, we're going to talk about weight loss today. We're going to also talk about one of my favorite herbs, the anti-cancer effects of andrographis. You'll want to hear this for sure. It's an amazing herb, primarily from Himalaya, India, the Malaysian countries. They use andrographis like a drug. Not that it is a drug, but it works as effectively as drugs, maybe more effectively than drugs. We'll also talk about the silent killer, high blood pressure. And why not include more nuts in your diet? Oh, there's more nuts on the grocery market shelves at Christmas time. But why? It's a food. Why not include nuts in more food, in your salads, or a handful after a meal as a snack, or maybe a nighttime snack? And then we ought to think about the dangerous side and the dangerous side effects of NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And one of the side effects is bleeding. And now, nitric oxide, NO, increases blood flow and circulation. But now you can give it a boost. And I'll tell you what that boost is today. And then escalating rates. Fatty liver is rampant, pandemic. And you don't know it. If you're fat, you have a fatty liver. And that is serious. It can lead to all kinds of side effects. And your liver, normally about 4 or 5 pounds, has about 600 different functions in the body. But when you are overweight, you are not just overweight. All your organs and glands and inner organs are fat as well. That's what they call visceral fat, the fat within your abdominal cavity. So when your liver becomes over fat, you have liver obesity, and the liver does not work. It malfunctions. It can't do the 600 different functions that it's required. And you know, I don't believe there's anybody healthy in the United States. Really, truly. Everybody has something wrong with them. Now, it may not be fatal. It may not be that it puts you out of commission, that you can't work, and you can't enjoy life to a certain extent. But almost the majority of adults have high blood pressure. Most of the adults in the United States are overweight. They may not be obese, but they're overweight. They may have type 2 diabetes. They may have loss of memory. There's all kinds of little signs and symptoms that are the beginning of disease. They may just be, well, chronic fatigue, lack of energy, stress. All of these conditions count up to be an unhealthy body. We want it to be healthy as we can get it to be. Maybe we have damaged the body to such a degree that we can't reverse those conditions. But we can all become healthier. There's no disease that we can't defeat with the right combination of lifestyle choices. We can reverse all kinds of diseases, including cancer. But we have to work at it. We have to sacrifice. Now, this is the beginning of the new year, 2025. What are you going to do about it this year that'll change your health? You can do something every day. You can do something every week. Take it upon yourself to say, this is the year that I'm going to be healthier. And then include a plan. Now, don't fill up the gym for January, where hardly anybody can find a machine to work on, because there are so many people that have said, oh, I'm going to exercise this year. And it lasts for about 30 days. In February, actually 50% of the people that made that claim, that resolution of I'm going to work out every day or three times a week, I'm going to do it for the year, and it only lasts for January. And then February, 50% of those who have made that claim in January are gone. Now you can work on almost any machine you want. You don't have to stand in line for a machine like you did in January. We just have to do the things like lower the fat of our liver. 18% of children have fatty liver disease, and they don't know it. Your parents don't know it. This is crazy. We need to make changes, and it's up to you. Don't wait for anybody else to do it for you. There is nobody else to do it for you. You can't count on anybody. You, me, we are all responsible for our health. I'm responsible for my health, and I work at it. And you have to work at it too. You can't do it on the American diet. You're going to have to make some drastic changes. You're going to have to make some sacrifices. You're going to have to use some discipline. But if you do, you're going to be rewarded with good health. All the unhealthy people and the cost in health care is going to bankrupt the country. Insurance goes up all the time. Health insurance, 20% sometimes. Every year. It's time to make a difference. And it has to begin with us, with you and I. It's our job to become healthier. So let's talk about, well, since this is the new year and rolling into the new year by a couple of days, and I know one of the big resolutions that most people make Oh, I'm going to lose weight this year. Will they really lose weight this year? Well, the hot drug for weight loss is Ozempic. Almost 40% of the people taking GLP-1 drugs, like Ozempic, they're using it for weight loss. I just saw in the Wall Street Journal a young lady, 14 years of age, now taking Ozempic. Why do we rely on drugs for everything? I hear it all the time. I can't lose weight. Well, what you're doing and the way you're doing it, I'm sure you can't lose weight because you're not changing your diet. You're counting calories. You're lowering portions, but that's not enough. You got to get rid of the carbohydrates. You got to get rid of the sugar. Fat will never cause you to gain weight. When you eat fat, that will never cause you to gain weight. Sugar and carbohydrates, which most Americans eat today. People will give up butter because they think it's too fattening or because it causes heart disease. That it does not. Fats will not make you fat. Ozempic, one of the top weight loss drugs in America. But 50 to 75% of the users of Ozempic stop taking them within a year. There goes your diet. There goes your weight loss. Now what? Now what drug do you want? Now what system are you going to follow? You only have to have one system for the rest of your life. And you lose weight. No question about it. And you don't have to count calories. You don't have to lower your portions. You can eat more of what you're eating. You can eat whatever you want of the right type of foods. You're choosing the wrong types of foods. The problem with Ozempic, these drugs can be very, very expensive. In a recent survey, 20% of the users of Ozempic said they had to fully pay the cost themselves. And that's not cheap. And the list price of Ozempic is $900 to $1,300 a month. People complain of the expense of a cup of coffee, and that yet they will rake out $900 to $1,300 a month for Ozempic. And that is a lifetime commitment. You can't stop taking them. If you stop taking them, the weight just comes back. You solve nothing. Now you're an addict of Ozempic. And there's a lot of side effects. Have you thought about that? Is it worth it? Is it worth losing the weight with drugs? 57% of those that use Ozempic report nausea. 32% have diarrhea. Oh, that's fun. 30% experience constipation. That's another joyful experience. 15% will have gastrointestinal bleeding. And 5% report gastroparesis, stops paralysis of the stomach, meaning food sits in the stomach. And that's why you're not hungry. That's not right. That's not the way nature intended it. Drugs screw you up. Get off the drugs. You don't need them. If you follow the right kind of lifestyle choices, You don't need drugs. And you'll find when you go on the right type of diet, the right type of lifestyle choices, you'll get off your drugs. Maybe not all of them, but a big portion of them. And I'm not saying maybe you should do that on your own. You should talk to your doctor as well. And when your food sits in your stomach and doesn't move through the digestive system, you've got side effects. So here's my solution. Why I love the keto diet. I follow the keto diet extensively. Now, it's more effective for weight loss than low-fat diets. Guaranteed. Don't eliminate fats. Our body needs fats. Our body needs protein. It doesn't need carbohydrates. And when you do add carbohydrates, make sure they come from fruits, especially berries, and vegetables. Nothing from grains. No cereal. No pasta. No desserts. No pies. No cakes. No crackers. No pretzels. All the food made from flour, from grains, should be avoided. It's ideal for metabolic function. In addition to weight loss, you don't even have to worry about weight loss. You're not doing it for weight loss. You're doing it for your health. And when you do it for your health, the weight loss is just a beneficial, huge side effect, a positive side effect. Lowers blood sugar and blood pressure levels and reduces fatty liver disease. It's a diet. It's your food that's killing you. It's your food that's robbing you of your health. And yet we eat the same food every day and saying, I want to be healthier. You can't. You got to change the way you live, to change the way you eat. If you're not ready for that, then you go on drugs. And drugs have so many side effects. It's crazy. Now, here are some benefits that have been reported by scientific research. Scientific research on the keto diet. It lowers blood sugar levels. Improves memory. Less joint disease. Less joint pain. Less inflammation. Because the American diet, high in carbohydrates and sugar, is a pro-inflammatory diet. Now, we talk about inflammation is bad. But you are eating inflammation every day by what you are, I should say, you're creating inflammation every day by what you're eating. Now, the keto diet has been proven scientifically to improve mental function, any kind of neurological disease, MS, Parkinson's, patients with Alzheimer's disease, and over 4 times longer survival rate. Now get this, folks. You gotta appreciate all this science, because that tells us where we should be going. But it's ignored by the drug companies, ignored by the doctors. And I can have more sympathy on the doctors because they don't have time to study the science, study the research, because you're making them so busy, they don't have time. You're going into the doctor's office, I want this drug, I want this drug, I want Ozempic. Hey, they don't have time to make you healthy. So over 4 times longer survival rate in cancer patients on the keto diet versus the American standard diet. 4 times longer. Drugs don't give you 4 times longer survival rate in cancer patients. Now, versus following a standard diet, women with a hormonal disorder POS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, lost three times as much weight, had four times the decrease in waist size and belly fat, doubled the loss of fat on their body, a 30% decrease in free testosterone just by changing the diet. Men buy testosterone pills, or they have injections of testosterone. Here's a diet that increases by 30%, and exercise does by 20%. That's following the natural practices of how we become healthier. And also it decreases insulin resistance, all by changing the food you're eating. Food is your medicine. We've chosen the wrong food. That means that we have chosen the wrong medicine to make us healthy. The drugs we have today have only been on the market a very, very, very short time in comparison to the length of man who's been on Earth, men and women that have been on Earth. Millions of years. Now we are killing ourselves in the last 50 years. In the next 50 years, I shudder to think what human beings will be like. I think we'll have a lot of monsters on this earth. They believe that within the next, well, by 2050, not very far off, that everyone who follows the trend today of the way we eat and live, everybody in America will be obese. That means grossly overweight. What do these nations look like? Where are we heading? Not in a very good place. Now, let me give you a little bit of a testimonial. This is from one of my listeners, like one of you guys. Now, I lightly edit it for length and to preserve the privacy of the individual. Dear Terry, I took your advice about cutting out sugar and carbs. My last physical showed I had a triglyceride level at a dangerous 693. Optimal levels are 140 to 150. My good and bad cholesterol numbers were also not the best. My doctors insisted diets would not work and prescribed statins, which I refused to take. I did not want to do it with statin drugs. I wanted to find a natural way. For 3.5 months, I cut out sugar, soft drinks, and carbs completely. It was not easy, but I did it. Last week, my test results showed my bad cholesterol was cut in half, my good cholesterol doubled, and my triglycerides dropped to 138 from 693. I would have expected the doctor to call me personally and say, "What the hell did you do that I couldn't do for you?" But he just sent a numbers, "Hey, your numbers are good. Big deal." Obviously, he wasn't interested in learning how I did it with diet and not a statin drug. So he may be able to advise others that they may be able to do it with diet as well than selling them a drug and prescribing a drug. All the best, Terry, from one of your listeners. I have letters like this all the time. Look at the changes in the numbers. And that's how you become healthier. You're not fighting with high cholesterol, high triglycerides. I'm not really worried about the cholesterol. I'm worried about the triglycerides. It's a fat made from carbohydrates. And it's one of the worst fats for your heart, not cholesterol. Cholesterol actually is a nutrient that we need and can't live without. Triglycerides is a damaging factor for our heart and our cardiovascular system. I'm going to pause here, folks. Don't go away. But I've got to pause for a little bit of time for the station to identify itself and to run some commercials. And I'll be right back. So stay where you are. This is Terry Naturally. Terry Talks Nutrition. Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with our second portion of the program. We'll be here to the top of the hour. So we have lots more to go through today. We probably won't get through everything today, but I'll be back. I'm here every weekend. I'm not going anywhere. I don't want you to go anywhere. I have a lot to share with you. My passion is to help you to be the healthiest person you can be wherever you start. We're not at the same starting line, I should say. We're all in different conditions. We're all at different ages. You can't compete yourself against someone else. Compete against yourself. Just get better and healthier from wherever you are. No matter what your age is, no matter what condition you're challenged with, we can all improve. I was a mess when I was in my teens. And now many years later, many, many years later, I never felt better in my life. I have more energy. I travel all over the world. I work. I'm in the office 5 o'clock in the morning. I love my life. I have a passion for what I'm doing. I want to make you as healthy. And you can do it, but you have to do it. You can't just, oh, well, you know, it's not worth it. I don't want to live another 10 years. Well, my friends, you're missing out on all the joy in life. You can have everything you want. You can be as healthy as you want. Just do the things you need to do. Now, I'm going to give you some additional support to the keto diet. I explained the keto diet. I went through what we need to do. But if you want more information on what to do on the keto diet, I'll give you two websites. The first website is ketogenicdietresource.com. This website will teach you how to use the ketogenic diet to improve your health of all kinds of diseases, including cancer. You can't keep adding carbohydrates and sugar because cancer cells use the sugar to grow. It's fuel to the cells of cancer. And the ketogenic diet cuts off that sugar to the cancer cells. And this ketogenicdietresource.com website gives you information on how to use it for cancer therapy. It's another big step. You may be on chemotherapy. You may be doing radiation. I don't know what you're doing. But you've got to have the diet to make your body healthier and not feed the cancer. But if you want some additional support for weight loss, then go to the website dietdoctor.com. Dietdoctor.com. And then additional support for weight loss, such as hormonal support to lower blood sugar levels. There is a plant, herb, or botanical called Hintonia lactiflora. Hintonia. H-I-N-T-O-N-I-A, Hintonia. The higher the blood sugar level causes you to crave more food. And we are eating we're eating so much sugar and carbohydrates. You know, all carbohydrates like bread and pasta convert to sugar in your body. So you're just adding more sugar. You're not getting healthier. And all the grains have been refined and processed. All the bread has been refined and processed, ultra processed. And the higher your blood sugar level is, it causes your body to crave more food. Because insulin is not getting sugar into the cells. It can't, because you have so much sugar that the insulin can't get all that sugar in your cells, and you have insulin resistance. Your cells are starving, even though you are eating consistently and constantly in some cases. So Hintonia regulates your blood sugar level and lowers your A1C. And to increase thyroid hormone levels, iodine. The thyroid gland is the body's gas pedal. It increases your metabolism, burns up fat, burns up calories. When you have a very low thyroid function, you have chronic fatigue, you're tired, you're bloated, you're swollen, you're losing your hair, your ankles are swollen, your calves are swollen, the outer third of your eyebrows is missing. No, stay where you are right now. Listen to my program. Don't go look in the mirror. You can look at your eyebrows later. Low thyroid function is associated with a lower metabolism and weight gain. Iodine is required for thyroid hormone levels and production. And if you're under stress, add DHEA, and ashwagandha. High cortisol levels can lead to weight gain. That's the stress hormone, cortisol. When you have a high cortisol level, you binge. You eat everything you can. It leads to weight gain. But DHEA is the opposing factor to cortisol. It's like a teeter-tot. Cortisol is on one end, and DHEA is on the other end. When cortisol goes up, DHEA goes down. When you raise the DHEA levels, cortisol comes down. And you can use other adrenal-supporting factors. Nutrients that will help cortisol levels keep in check and the adrenal glands functioning normally. And ashwagandha, commonly called the Indian ginseng. It's not ginseng, it's ashwagandha. But it acts like ginseng. It reduces cortisol levels by 23% and has been shown to promote weight loss. And even gives you a better night's sleep. Reduces your stress, gives you energy. And when you take it before you go to bed at night, you'll sleep like a baby. About 150 to 300 milligrams. And for sleep, I love melatonin. I take ashwagandha and melatonin before I go to bed at night. No, not an hour before bed. Melatonin I take at dusk because our pineal gland that secretes melatonin in the body functions when it gets dark. When it gets dark, that is the sign or the triggering of the release of melatonin from the pineal gland in the brain. So if you have poor quality sleep, it actually increases the risk of weight gain. Melatonin restores normal circadian rhythm. And then you might want to rely on some essential plant oils, like lavender, ravensara. They promote restful sleep. And also orange, mandarin orange. They're all helpful for a good night's sleep. So what is your blood type? Well, your blood type and COVID infection can be increased by your blood type. Type O. Do you know your blood type? You should. Type O. Those that have a type O blood protects against COVID. I am type O. You never forget that if you've been in the military. It's right on your dog tag. They put your blood type there. If you're ever wounded and you're unconscious, they know your blood type. They look at your dog tag. I am type O. What are you? You should find out. So when researchers compared the health records of 10,000 people, who had been through a COVID infection versus those who didn't, they found that people with O-type blood were much less likely to have heart problems after the infection. In fact, I never had any symptoms or signs of COVID. There's something about O-type that protects against infection. I very rarely ever have an infection. Rarely, ever. People with type A, type B, or AB have double the risk of heart disease versus those with type O. Studies have shown that people with type O blood have antibodies that can block the COVID virus from sticking to other cells. We have some inner protection. While type O isn't immune to everything, and there may be some infections that might affect some people, but they are much less likely to get sick from COVID. While people with type A blood are most likely to experience COVID infection. I have a friend that has gone through 3 or 4 different COVID infections at different times. But no matter what blood type you are, no matter what, don't worry about it. Some people have an inner protection against COVID, like the type O, but that doesn't mean you can't do something about reducing the risk of having an infection. No matter what your blood type is, don't worry about it. These are just facts. You can reduce your risk of any infection. Reduce the risk. Now, lactoferrin, it's a protein from milk. And propolis, which is a product the bees collect from vegetation, from plants, around wherever they have a colony or their hive. They go out and they take all the resin from trees, buds, shrubs, plants, flowers, whatever. And they bring that into the hive and they use it to sterilize the colony or the hive so they don't have infection. So if you take a combination of lactoferrin and propolis, you'll protect against infection. They're both called multi-antimicrobial products. Antimicrobial, that means kills all the pathogens, viral infection, bacterial infection, fungal infection. And also add andrographis, A-N-D-R-O-G-R-A-P-H-I-S, andrographis. And also, stay away from the sugar and the carbohydrates, which feeds the bacteria, which feeds the virus. Like it feeds the cancer cells. Sugar is terrible. And some people are downing 6-7 bottles of some soft drink. But good nutrition. A keto diet. We've gone through the keto diet today. The keto diet is exceptionally helpful in all types of conditions. Plus maybe a good daily multiple. That all takes into place how you can reduce your risk of infection. Now, while we're talking about keto diet for anti-cancer effects, yes, food is our medicine. But there also is anti-cancer effects of andrographis. As I mentioned, one of my most favorite herbs. It is so powerful and effective for so many different. In fact, I think many of you understand curcumin. Curcumin works on many, many pathways. But on a lot of the pathways, it is not very effective. It works on it, but it's mild. Andrographis works on less pathways, but more powerfully than curcumin. So if you're taking curcumin, boy, add andrographis, especially if you have cancer. So we're going to talk about andrographis for advanced cancer. Here are some trials. Clinical trial. A clinical trial, that's the gold standard for research. And this is a clinical trial for patients with advanced cancer of the esophagus, whose cancer could not be treated surgically and had already received chemotherapy or radiation and not effective. Essentially, these were patients who had exhausted the options offered by conventional cancer treatment, and there was nothing else conventional medicines that could help them. Nothing, and no conventional medicine that would work for them. They were kind of left, we're done with you. Put your affairs in order and we're sorry. But that's not good enough. Because 30 patients were recruited, 10 patients completed a 4-month course of treatment with andrographis. 13 patients passed away during the 4-month trial due to advanced disease of cancer. 4 patients stopped andrographis use and switched to another treatment, and 3 dropped out because of the adverse effects, some of which may have been due to their cancer, not to andrographis. Now the results, 3 of the 10 patients who decided to stay on andrographis and completed 4 months of this herb, about 400 milligrams, 2 or 3 times daily, that are standardized at 20%, were still alive after 1 year, versus 0 time for 7 patients who stopped the use of andrographis or switched to something else. Now, while these are very small numbers, it still gives you some idea what andrographis can do. There's a lot more research that is required on andrographis to really show its validity as a cancer drug. Not a drug, but useful as would be chemotherapy. It is important to remember that these were very, very seriously ill patients with advanced disease who didn't get andrographis until very late in the progression of their illness. They're already told to go home because there was nothing else for them to do. They were stage 4. But I've known people that are stage 4, changed their diet, changed their lifestyle, went on a variety of natural medicines, alternative medicines, not chemo. Some use chemo and some use a combination of alternative medicines as well. So just think, what might have been the result of andrographis if it were used as a treatment and started immediately when the cancer was diagnosed? What might have been the better result? So when you take andrographis, one of the best dosages, in fact, in a study by Dr. Ajay Goyal, he studied 4 different natural alternatives in cancer in animals. Human cancer, but they were grafted into animals. The first one was curcumin. That reduced the weight and the size of the tumors in the animals by about 30%. Then he used grapeseed extract, and that reduced the size of the tumors anywhere from 40% to 65%. And then he tried melatonin. Yes, melatonin. You have no idea what melatonin can do unless you read my book on melatonin. It's not just for sleep. It's on every disease imaginable. And the melatonin could reduce the size and the weight of the tumors by 60%. Andrographis could reduce the size of the tumors and the weight of the tumors by 70%. Now, this is only in 21 days. Then they put together andrographis and melatonin in another study and reduced the size of the tumors and the weight of the tumors by 90%. If it doesn't work, I understand. But if it works, what do you got to lose? Adding a few natural herbal compounds. I think I would add curcumin, about 750 milligram soft gel capsules, two or three a day. Andrographis, 400 milligrams, standardized to 80 milligrams of andrographolides. Andrographolides are the active components of andrographis. And grapeseed extract, probably 400 milligrams of a soft gel capsule three times daily. Now, this combination can almost treat every disease known to man and woman. Used for cancer treatment and prevention as well. Also for arthritic joint pain, cold and flu prevention and treatment, energy, mental function, liver disease, and almost everything else. I know you're going to change your diet. I know you're going to have better results in lifestyle choices. I know you're going to look for places to improve your health. But I think everyone would improve their chances of reducing the risk of all diseases, if you add curcumin, andrographis, and grapeseed extract to the supplements you're taking now, or maybe you could take some of those that you are taking now, which you haven't been getting good results with anyway. And these three are my top three products to prevent and to reverse and treat all kinds of diseases. You are dramatically improving the reduction of inflammation. You are improving the antioxidant effects of free radical damage. And oxidative stress and inflammation are the root cause of all diseases. You can dramatically reduce the risk of all diseases with these three herbs. Don't go without them. They're major factors. Curcumin, 750 milligram soft gel capsule. One capsule two or three times daily. Andrographis, 400 milligrams of andrographis standardized to 80 milligrams of andrographolides. That's a 20% standardization. Two or three daily. And French grapeseed extract. French grapeseed extract, 400 milligrams, soft gel capsules, one, two, or three times daily. You'll see major changes in several months. Now, why don't we include nuts in our diet? I don't know why not. It's a food. People think they're snack food. I buy them on a plane. I travel to have some nuts. Maybe it's a midnight snack. I don't know. But people just don't eat nuts in a way of foods. And in fact, a handful of nuts may reduce the risk and keep away dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Researchers collected health and dietary intake data from over 50,000 people between the ages of 40 and 70 and followed them for 15 years. They were interested in any connections between eating nuts and the risk of developing dementia. The results versus people who did not eat any nuts and those that ate a handful of nuts every day reduced the risk of Alzheimer's disease by 12%. Eating more than a handful did not provide any additional benefits for reducing dementia risk. And the best results were for unsalted nuts. The best nuts that you can eat. Walnuts, almonds, macadamia nuts, hazelnuts, and pecans are all great choices. Peanuts, no, they are not a nut. They are in the legume family, and they grow underground. While most nuts are tree nuts, those are the ones that you want to add to your diet. And maybe you want to get walnut butter, almond butter, macadamia nut butter. They're all available in some way or another. Maybe a spoonful of walnut butter if you can't eat nuts. Maybe you don't chew them well. Maybe you have denture problems. But eat more nuts. And they also are very protective of your heart, your cardiovascular system. So eat more walnuts, almonds, macadamia nuts, hazelnuts, pecans. They are the best choices for your health, your heart health, and lowering the risk of dementia. You'll be able to remember better, focus better, have better learning skills. You'll have better mental concentration. Nuts are an important part of the diet. And with that, my friends, it's time to leave you again, but only for this day. I'll be back every week, same time, same station, sharing with you more information. I hope this information serves you well and starts you thinking about how you can change your lifestyle choices for a better diet, for some form of exercise, for a better night's sleep, for a longer night's sleep. We need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Not less. You can't do it unless. Your body needs charging. And with that, my friends, say a prayer for this great world. And God bless you. And God bless this great country.
Essential Oils 101. This next free event from Family Natural Foods is on Tuesday, February 18th, 5:15 p.m. Liza will present all the amazing benefits and uses of essential oils with discounts and free samples for all attendees. Check out the Family Natural Foods Facebook page for more info. Essential Oils 101 is an event not to be missed. Learn how they can benefit you and your family on Wednesday evening, February 18th at 5:15. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in Gaza, where more hostages were released this morning. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
These are four young female soldiers. They emerged from a Hamas car, walked across Gaza City's biggest square, Palestine Square. They were smiling, waving, and at least appearing physically well. Then they were handed over to the Red Cross.
The four soldiers were freed in exchange for nearly 200 Palestinian prisoners. The swap is part of a ceasefire deal aimed at ending the 15-month-old war in Gaza. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari.
We appreciate and thank the efforts of all international mediators, United States, Qatar, and Egypt. And we expect them to make sure Hamas stands in accordance with the agreement.
Now to Capitol Hill, where President Trump's controversial defense secretary pick has been confirmed. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Vice President J.D. Vance broke the tie during the vote on Pete Hegseth.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is